Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
All right, we are back. Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Learning Insights coming to you from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here hosting for you on behalf of Training Pros. We have in this segment Manager Learning and OD for Qualcomm. We've all agreed to call him Victor because Stone can't pronounce his last name, but we'll let Victor do it. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
And pronounce that last name for us.
It's Dumej.
Very nicely done.
Now, Victor, you're speaking here, or you already spoke?
I just spoke this morning.
So how'd that go? What was the topic?
So the topic was how Qualcomm technologies are connecting learners. So we've deployed a learning solution called PathGather that has many social features. So I was actually demoing that tool this morning and giving some context as to how we came about deploying that tool and selecting it and making it available to our users. So pretty happy, lots of questions, some good feedback, so I think it went well.
So are people using the tool right now? Is it out there, or
it's
is it
out there?
Brand new?
Yeah, it's out there, and it's on our systems. We launched actually about this time last year. It was a pretty big switch to the way we deliver training at Qualcomm. So we really, really revolutionized the way we, the learning experience for Qualcomm employees through that tool. So
you first tested it on yourselves before you rolled it out to customers?
We did, and we had to make sure that there was enough content in there, enough usage to get some momentum so that when people would log in, they would not just be nothing, right? So there had to be some usage initially, and our team did most of that.
So this was your brainchild, or someone else came up with it, or you came up with it as a team?
So I think it's a great story, and I'd love to tell you. So the way this came about is in about 2012, our CLO, Tomor Alkeles, our chief learning officer at Qualcomm, went to the Future of Learning conference that's hosted by Harvard. Mm-hmm. And she came back very excited and had all these new ideas and thought, you know what, let's completely relook at the way we do training and learning and development at Qualcomm. Let's take a blank page approach. I've got all these new scenes and sort of principles that I want to share with you guys, and we need to look at this in a completely new light.
So did the C-suite go, oh, great, yeah, we'll just throw everything away and we'll start fresh. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I don't know if she went to the C-suite right away. She talked to us first and said, you know, you guys need to figure out how to make this happen. But just to give you some key examples, so she wanted to make sure that we take a learner's, centric approach first, that we really think about the learner. Some other things were, contextualizing all of our content, so making it more relevant to Qualcomm. And then this launch and learn philosophy that she's still very keen on is, taking some risk with the way we do learning. So launching, so even though things were not perfect, not being afraid to launch something new, and then learning from it and adjusting and seeing how people react to it and then learning from
that. So you're just, it's almost kind of that lean startup methodology.
Exactly,
where you're,
right?
you're constantly iterating.
Exactly, that's sort of the idea, yeah. I love that book, by the way.
So now, are you guys leaning on an LMS or several LMSs or no LMS? Or how are you managing all this content?
Or is your thing your LMS?
So so we do have an LMS, and our CLO wants to get rid of. Her goal is to not have an LMS. So that's our goal. We're not there yet, but
LMS zero. Is that what
you're
calling
it? Yes, that would be the vision. We're not there yet. We've just changed our provider, actually. And what we're doing is we're trying to rely less and less on it, especially for online learning. So through this new platform that we implemented, we're now able to deliver and give access to our content to our users without relying on an LMS. We still rely on the LMS for live training in classroom and IoT-based stuff, but for
it's
registration.
It's okay, Victor. There goes my Saba sponsorship. Don't worry
about
it.
That's all right. So let me finish the story because I was mentioning the story. So she came back from that conference excited and with all these new principles, and we said, okay, we need to look at the way we deliver training. We had all these great tools at Qualcomm. So we use, Jive, as I mentioned. We use Adobe Connect, and we have a question and answer type of tool. But we didn't have something that really brought all the learners together in an environment where people can share learning and recommend things to each other. So we started actually creating mock-ups and draw, hand drawing like the perfect system or ideal system, and we're gonna partner with an outside firm for it. when and we're in a contract stage with that outside firm, and all of a sudden one of our team member got a tweet about this new online social online platform called PathGather. And we looked at the, we had a demo, we did like a, the video actually on their website, and it was like, oh my God, this is the tool that we've been dreaming about. And
so business got done off a tweet?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it started with a tweet.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And so they were complete strangers.
Talk about social, right?
Like they were complete strangers to you? And they tweeted somebody?
Yeah, they were
somebody?
Complete. They're actually very not well known. They were actually, they were developing a tool that was going to be a way for, you know, any regular learners in the public sphere to manage their learning experience via for the MOOCs space, right?
Sure.
For MOOCs. And we came up to them, it's like, hey, have you thought about doing something for the enterprise? And they were like, no, but tell us more about this. And since then, we actually convinced them to go all out on enterprise, and they're not even looking at the public sphere anymore. So we've completely changed their approach, and we're their first customer. We work with them to make it.
So now you're like hand in hand now, right? Making this happen?
Yeah, and they're starting to get new customers now, but we had the sort of the first
They built the first one for you, right? The first one was built for you?
Yeah, pretty much, right? They customized it for us. We did have to do, they had to learn from us too about how to integrate that stuff with, an enterprise, right? And how do we had to actually build a content management system in order to make this work, although don't have to if you work with them. You can still work out of your LMS.
Well,
but
Qualcomm's got a few resources.
Yeah, we do.
Probably could help them, right?
Yeah, we do have it.
So you talked about this earlier today, right?
I did, yeah. That's what I presented on. It was mostly a demo of the actual tool. And I'd love to, this is a radio show, so I'd love to, it would be more powerful to show it to you, but I'll just have to talk to
you. You just got
to
use your words.
Yes, I'll try my best.
But you raised the roof, I hear, right? I mean, it was well. Really embraced it? They really
I think I had so many questions. It's funny, like I had this, I asked a few slides and then my demo, and I couldn't get through it. People were just keep raising their hand and like, how do you do this? And, is this an LMS? And no, and so I got through it, but it was not the way I envisioned it. But it was great. I mean, it was very interactive and got some good feedback. So
next phase for you, what you're going to be doing when you get back?
So next phase would be, still working with these guys, PathGather, on adding new features. So one of the things we're looking at is, how you have groups in LinkedIn? Mm-hmm. You can join groups.
Yeah.
So one of the things we want to do is have this feature in PathGather so people can start their own groups within that platform and share, if you're interested in, let's say, project management group of community of practice, you'd be able to create your own group and then within that, recommend content, post content, user generated, etc. So that's the next big feature for PathGather. But I'm also looking at one of the things we're trying to find, and if you have any ideas, please let me know. We're trying to find a new training evaluation system. So,
I just go on Twitter and ask.
Yeah. That's a good idea, right?
Who knows what will happen? Let the Twittersphere do your work for you, right?
Maybe I should. Yeah, maybe I should spend more time on Twitter.
So now, what are the challenges when you're kind of rolling out something like this? Because this seems like a pretty big departure of what you guys used to be doing.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to the launch and learn philosophy that I mentioned, so being willing to take a risk. For our users, we kind of flip the switch, one day to the next.
Hey, they got to launch and learn too, right?
Yeah,
that's how this works.
So they were like, what is this? It feels like Facebook and Twitter, but it's for learning. And so it took, it took a while to adapt. But our numbers now, like we have more engagement and unique users than we ever had.
Are they sticking to it? I mean, like a lot of times you get something new and they're like, oh, I'm all fired up today. And then like a month later, they're like.
No, we get a lot of repeated visits. And people are, we're seeing user engagement increase
and
over time.
And they're
time.
Sticking with it. There's a stickiness to it that
absolutely,
they're using it, benefiting.
Absolutely. Especially for the fact that, people can recommend things and it's really a platform for them. And they can see that they're actually, they provide input to the platforms in terms of rating content, commenting, sharing with each other. And actually they can create their own what we call learning paths, which is a bundle of content where you assemble a piece of content together to help people build a skill of, let's say like project management fundamentals or something like that. People can actually do that. Any users, it's not just us in the learning center. So they feel like they can contribute to the learning world themselves. So
and you're encouraging them to contribute,
that's important.
Right?
Yeah.
It's built for them to contribute too,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And that was their initial vision, is we wanted more user-generated content as well as the whole social piece.
So now is that a challenge to always kind of keep this fresh content coming on board?
So, yes, I think you bring a good point in terms of maintenance. So there's a lot of content, and we do a good job here, you know, in our training department to select the best. And we
Right, but aren't you hungry for constantly getting new, fresh content?
Yeah, so we're finding that people are not necessarily inclined to do that automatically. So just because you make that available to them, they're not necessarily going to go out there and publish stuff.
Why, they're afraid?
I think there's multiple reasons. I think they're... one piece is security. They're not quite sure with, is this going to go in the cloud, and should I be sharing this?
You know, right. Am I allowed to share it?
I'm not allowed to share it. So what we're doing is, so we're going to keep pockets in the organization that we know they have some good content to share, and we're working.
So then
with
you got to kind of mine that thought leadership out of some of the key people, key personnel, and maybe some customers, get some really good information, and then kind of put it into the system.
Exactly,
yourself.
Sort of holding their hand. But
you're the curator now.
So yeah, people are like, and that's really what also from us, we changed ourselves in terms of, we used to call each other program managers, and now we're more content managers or content curators.
Right.
So because one of the things also is that there's so much content out there in the, you know, in the universe, whether it's from MOOCs on Google and YouTube. I mean,
right.
People go to these places first to find stuff. So how do we compete with that? And we wanted a platform that's going to allow us to bring the best from the outside as well. And make it and contextualize it by having people rate and mix and comment on it.
Oh, and so then the kind of the crowd kind of votes it up or down.
Yeah. So there's some algorithm in there that says like the best content will rise up to the top. And so
wow, that's fantastic.
It's great. It's great. I'd love to demo it some guys. But
well, if somebody wanted to see a demo, how do they get a hold of you to kind of make that happen?
They could just email me. You know, V Dumej. And nobody's gonna know how to write that.
Nobody can say it.
So you can spell it.
They can. they can contact you guys, right? We'll get my email. But I'd be happy to...
Are you on LinkedIn?
I am on LinkedIn, yes.
So if they just put Victor D, starts putting M's in there, Qualcomm,
yeah,
you'll show up somewhere, right?
Me. Yeah, I'll show up somewhere. I'm on Twitter, too.
Yeah. Oh, Victor, this has been a lot of fun, man. Yeah. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.